from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out to the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. And bring in John Bryce of FootballScoop.com. Also does yeoman's work covering the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And that's where we're going to start here in just a moment. But first off, John, how are you doing this Sunday afternoon?
Glad to visit with you, Abe. I appreciate the invite. It's college football season, so I've got to be doing well, right?
I mean, look, and the fact that we don't have to wait a couple more days for games, we still have one left tonight, one left tomorrow. So we're all still enjoying our Labor Day weekend. I want to start with the Notre Dame last night over Texas A&M. I've been very bullish on this Notre Dame squad. I don't think people realized, at least maybe not before last night, just how good that defense can be. And maybe just how big of a game breaker Riley Leonard is in a game like last night, in a close game where he can use his legs, where you're really just looking for maybe a touchdown drive, a field goal drive to put that thing out of reach. When you look at Notre Dame going into Kyle Field last night, coming out with a fourth quarter victory, what do you think the statement made to the nation was on behalf of the Fighting Irish?
You know, I think the biggest statement is that Notre Dame's not that plucky, disciplined, underdog team that's just going to be scrappy and fight and give you a game, but then be physically and athletically overmatched. I didn't see that last night. Notre Dame won the fourth quarter convincingly, in my opinion, on both lines of scrimmage. Notre Dame ran the ball incredibly effectively in the second half, and overall ended up, I think, averaging 5.5 yards a carry for over the course of the game, and they had something like 7 negative yardage plays and still averaged 5.5 yards per carry. So it was interesting. I was on the field pregame last night in College Station, and there were a number of NFL scouts around, and you talk on the sidelines, and the NFL scouts were paying far more attention to the Texas A&M roster, particularly that A&M defensive line that's got 3 solid NFL prospects on it. But Notre Dame served a little bit of notice. That's the biggest thing that Marcus Freeman has done thus far, is bring an edge to the program for sure. But he and his general manager, Chad Bowden, have really elevated the floor of Notre Dame. And it's a much more athletic, physical football team. As a colleague pointed out to me last night, who would have thought Notre Dame would come on the road deep in the heart of SEC country and be the faster team? And Notre Dame was the faster team last night.
Yeah, I just think that when you look at what they got in the secondary, maybe the NFL scout should pay attention there as well. The other question I have for Notre Dame here, John, before we move on to some of the other games that we saw, this was a really important win for them because their schedule doesn't necessarily present them a ton of opportunities to make national noise. And I know they're, like I heard after their win last night, hey, they're going to be favored in every game. And I'm not saying that they have to go undefeated to make the college football playoff. I think there is a little bit of room for error here and there. But this is a win that's really going to aid their argument if it comes down to it when the college football playoff committee is meeting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it gave Notre Dame equity this season. It gave Marcus Freeman equity that he's not had in his brief tenure to this point. Look, he's had a signature win in 2022. He upset a top five Clemson and really pummeled them in South Bend. Last year, he upset undefeated USC with Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams. But this is the first time that Marcus Freeman took his team on the road and produced a signature win. And I said going into the game, I really believe it was the biggest game of Marcus Freeman's career, but if he helped his team win it, he would guarantee himself a chance to coach in a bigger game, and that's what he did by leading the Fighting Irish to victory last night.
John Bryce of FootballScoop.com, national college football reporter, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. John, 31 points was the spread. Excuse me, not the spread. The spread was much smaller. It was the difference, though, between Georgia and Clemson. What was most impressive about Georgia's dismantling of Clemson, especially in the second half?
Yeah, Abe, was it that close? I don't think it was 31 points close. So, you know, you've probably got some degenerate friends like I do that like to pay attention to those lines. And I'd said all week, hammer the line. I didn't care if Georgia was missing its top two running backs. There's light years of difference right now between the Georgia and Clemson football programs, and it's just one weekend of the season. But I think that there's, to me, Georgia and Texas have separated themselves much more differently than the rest of college football. And I know that Oregon and Ohio State are probably the other two teams considered in that top four conversation. But Beck looked great yesterday. Georgia without two starting running backs still looked dynamic, still ran the ball incredibly well, and still showed that all those recruiting classes that Kirby has stacked also are continuing to be incredibly well developed, and Glenn Schumann's a future head coach. He's an elite defensive coordinator.
I want to keep it here in the state of Georgia for a moment, but going down to the southern parts, all the way down to Georgia Southern, Boise State took a trip there last night. And Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty had six touchdowns, 260 yards, whatever the number ended up being. What does he have to do to find his way into the Heisman discussion being at a school like Boise State?
Well, he needs to continue that sort of production. Obviously, he doesn't have to have six touchdowns a week, but the biggest thing is Boise State made an intersectional trip and came away with a nice win against a fellow G5 team, that program that has carried a lot of respect but is admittedly struggling under Clay Helton. But there's more opportunity events on Jeanty's schedule and the Boise State schedule because of the Mount West crossover with hosting Washington State and Oregon State, some of those programs this fall. I think maybe already had another former Pac-12 member on its schedule. San Diego State is a really nice program. Troy Calhoun and Air Force have done a good job. So he's going to have some opportunities on television games and games that will capture attention for review and analysis to continue to stamp himself. And people love running backs, and people love big, gaudy numbers, and he did both of those yesterday.
John Bryce of FootballScoop.com joining us. He also covers Notre Dame and saw a very nice win last night, one that I was all over because I took Notre Dame with the points in there and all that stuff. Very happy with it. One of the games that kind of came out of nowhere, and look, I'm not necessarily surprised that Miami beat Florida. I'm surprised at how good Miami looked, and then on the flip side, how bad Florida looked. Is Miami now, after seeing Georgia Tech beat Florida State after seeing Clemson get demolished by the Bulldogs. Is Miami the team to beat in the ACC?
Yeah, I thought going into the season that we would probably see a Miami-Clemson ACC championship. I know Virginia Tech was a trendy pick there, and obviously they shouldn't even have been able to get that game into overtime before losing at Vanderbilt. But, yeah, Miami looks like the best team. They've recruited the best, and they've been the most effective in the portal. Virginia Tech has done a nice job rebuilding there and starting the rebuild under Brent Pry, but Cristobal is further along. They've done more NIL-wise. They've done more transfer portal-wise. They probably, top to bottom, definitely have the most talented roster in the ACC. People have been waiting to see Mario Cristobal show that on a game day, and I thought that he and his coaching staff very much showed that yesterday, very similar to the way that I thought, quite frankly, Marcus Freeman, Al Goldman, Mike Denbrock really worked over Mike Elko and the A&M coordinators yesterday. I thought you saw more established camaraderie among the coaches in both of those games. I do draw similarities between what Miami did at Florida and what Notre Dame was able to do at Texas A&M. Miami, of course, winning in much more dominant fashion.
And on the flip side of that, when you look at Florida, in all fairness, I am a Florida fan, and I know where I stand on this. Florida AD Scott Strickland, even this week, talked about patience being rewarded and allowing Billy Napier to build this program. Do you see this going anywhere by the end of the season? Because I have a tough time making really any defense to keep him at this point.
Yeah, like you said earlier, it's just one game, but it's cumulative from an 11-14 start for his first 2 years, and for an era that started with so much hope after that incredible upset win at home against Utah in the Swamp to begin the Billy Napier era. And full disclosure, I know Billy a bit. We've talked several times in the past. We have a load of mutual friends with those Furman connections, and I'm surprised the struggle is this much. So it's very hard to see it getting turned around because of all the meat that's left on the bone of that schedule, so to speak. The fact of the matter is, if DJ Lagway becomes the answer and they start taking some hunks of meat out of there, then there's a lot of, what is it, $24 million in reasoning to potentially want to keep Billy. If you see signs of progress, you also have a new university president. So if you move on from Billy, does that mean you move on from Scott Strickland? I think there's a number of questions there. I think Billy needs to do himself a favor and figure out exactly who's running his defense, because I think Austin Armstrong's the co-coordinator. He's not calling it. It's Ron Roberts calling it, and Ron Roberts got pants yesterday.
Yeah, and to be honest, it wasn't the fact that they lost. I would have been okay with them losing. They got embarrassed on the field. There was no pass rush. There was nothing going on in the secondary. It's how they lost. It's how it looked. And so, because I think that Billy Napier has recruited very well, especially with this pass class and the class that's going to be coming up. Obviously, DJ Lagway might be a savior for him, but you obviously got to be playing him for that to happen. John Bryce, footballscoop.com, national college football reporter, joining us here on 92.9 The Game. We got a big game tonight here. Really interested to see this one, the final top 25 matchup of week one, USC and LSU. What are you looking for tonight? We know what these teams have lost, both having to replace Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks, but as much as the quarterbacks can get the job done, to me it feels like whichever team has learned how to play defense since the end of last season can win this one tonight.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, Abe, it's a bit of a referendum season for both of those guys, and they're going to be inextricably linked as long as Brian Kelly's at LSU and Lincoln Riley's at USC, because LSU tried to hire Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma. He took the USC job instead. LSU pivoted and hired Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame. Kelly had a little bit of early success leading LSU to the SEC West title in his first year. Lincoln Riley obviously capitalized on Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison, especially in the portal, nearly led USC to the playoffs in his first year. But since that time, I believe if he loses tonight, Lincoln Riley would be 2-6 in his last 8 games at USC. Now they're a Big Ten member. They've got a much more difficult schedule than in recent years. And similarly for Brian Kelly, he lost his top offensive coordinator, Mike Denbrock, Football Scoop Offensive Coordinator of the Year last year. back to Notre Dame. He had to retool there. He did make a hell of a good hire at defensive coordinator, stealing Blake Baker away from Missouri. Blake has a lot of Louisiana ties. Absolutely a gem of a defensive coordinator. But both teams believe they can lead with their offensive front. And I don't think anybody associates physicality with USC. They associate offense, but they associate finesse. We'll see if they do have a physical identity. And on the flip side, kudos to Lincoln Riley for going out and getting De'Anthony Lynn to run his defense, because that guy also is a superstar.
Yeah, I think Baker's a great hire. I totally agree with you. I'm hoping they can use Harold Perkins properly, because I think that would go a long way to figuring out how to make a couple of stops. Final question for you here, John. I just kind of want to open the floor for you. Is there any team we didn't talk about that maybe stood out to you yesterday with a particularly strong showing, or even if you go back to Thursday or Friday?
You know, probably a little bit of bias here, because I've been calling for this for a couple of weeks, and it's hard to say about one game against Alabama A&M, but I think Hugh Freeze's track record is that the second year at every program he's ever been in, I know they've gone to the postseason. I want to say maybe in the second year everywhere he's been, he's won at least 10 games. I'm a believer that Auburn can be a 9-10 win team, and if it's a 10-win team, it would be in the playoff discussion. So it's a team I want to know a lot more about, but it's a team I do believe can make significant noise this year in the SEC and therefore college football.
John, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll be sure to have you on again later in the season.
Yeah, man, anytime. That sounds great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.